Since the Civil War, service members have participated in US elections by mail, giving voters away from home a chance to cast a ballot. Election supervisors are making provisions for another group of travelling voters to participate in the November 3rd election, astronauts more than 250 miles above the Earth. 90.7 Space reporter Brendan Byrne has that story.
When NASA astronaut Shannon Walker arrives on the space station, she's got some important things to do. Adjust weightlessness, unpack her bags, and then vote.
All of us are planning on voting from space. NASA works very well with the different election organizations because we're all voting in different counties, but it was easiest for us just to say we were going to vote for space, so that's what we're going to do.
Come election day, there could be as many as 4 U.S. astronauts on board the station, and all 4 will be able to vote 250 miles above the Earth. The process is similar to how military service members stationed overseas vote, says UCF political scientist Aubrey Jewett.
The difference in this case is if you're in space, of course, we don't have like a little rocket ship like Marvin the Martian on the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know, that can just go back and forth quickly, like, okay, here, we'll deliver this and then bring it back. So it is done electronically.
Voting in space isn't new. In fact, it's been happening for more than 20 years. When it comes to voting, it's up to the states to make laws. Since astronauts train for launches at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, they work and live in Texas. That state drafted legislation in 1997, allowing astronauts to vote off-planet and digitally return ballots to Texas-based elections supervisors. Historian and CollectSpace.com editor Robert Perlman.
It actually was something that was embraced by the local leadership. Both the senators and local politicians saw it as a opportunity to show that American democracy extends to wherever Americans are. We let people vote from around the world, so why not let them vote from off the world too?
This is one space race the U.S. didn't win. Perlman says Russians were in fact the first to vote from orbit. For U.S. astronauts, the process is quite simple. Before launching, astronauts let their local supervisors know they want to vote from space. That official gives NASA a digital ballot, which is emailed to the station. Each astronaut has a unique password that opens the ballot, they fill it out digitally, and beam it back down to Earth. The county supervisor then transfers the response to a paper ballot, and it's counted just like the rest of them.
It sounds like almost too simple, you know? But it worked great.
Retired NASA astronaut Nicole Stott voted on station back in 2009.
We tried to give ourselves the same experience we might have if we were going into the polls at home. And so we set up 2 floating voting stations with like a little screen in between us and our computers on their stands and labeled them, you know, port and starboard voting booth.
Mail-in voting has faced increased scrutiny this election cycle, led in part by President Trump. In many states, voting advocacy groups say there's more that needs to be done to make it easier for people to vote, whether in person or by mail. Political scientist Aubrey Jewett says the publicity of NASA astronauts voting can help bolster support for mail-in and absentee voting here on Earth.
Broadly, yeah, it probably helps, probably restores a little confidence that, hey, look at the technology, look what we can do, look what we are doing. And isn't this a great thing that we're expanding the franchise to people who are circling the Earth, not even here on Earth?
But the one thing voting from space is missing, those little I voted stickers.
We didn't, no. It is too bad. Yeah, it would have been very cool.
Astronaut Nicole Stott says she's reaching out to the next crew to make sure they pack a few before they launch. Brendan Byrne, 90.7 News.